Good morning, and thank you for starting off your hump day with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. I have a question for you, Andy.
Yes, Dave.
So not a good year for the birds. Not a good year. And as bad as the season was, it seems like the last couple days, things have unraveled even more.
It's bad.
To where, you know, it's the whole thing like, you know, did they try to lose the game? Because it was better for them to not beat Washington.
Right.
But then yesterday on ESPN, they played a clip of Eagles running back Miles Sanders. Mm-hmm. He was on a local sports talk show talking about how upset all the players were that the game was, you know, in their mind, intentionally lost.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, for a player to go public and now on ESPN to say that? I mean,
because
you spent a lot of time with the Eagles back in the Andy Reid days.
Right, yeah. My husband used to work there. And I feel like I'm disappointed in the players for speaking out about it, right? Like,
that's something you normally keep in house, right?
It should be kept in house, right? Like, that is the responsible thing to do. But these are also, they're boys, really, right? Like, we think of them as being like these wise guys, like, you know, like football players who are so good at what they do. And they're young guys who have been coddled their whole lives. And you know, I'm not saying anything bad about them other than they maybe should have been told early on in Doug Peterson's career as coach there. And maybe that's the difference between him and like an Andy Reid, who came up under Mike Holmgren and there was a lot of wisdom there. And he kind of set the stage early, like, this is how we're going to conduct ourselves. If you can't fall in line with that, you don't have a place in our family.
Yeah. And you're right about how you forget how young these guys are, because you see them every week. Like Jason Kelsey's one of, what is he, 30 or something? 32?
32.
And you think he's 50 because you've seen him every week for like 10 years.
Right,
you
forget and he's a veteran, right? Yeah. Like he's one of the guys that everybody looks up to.
Right, because Miles Sanders is only, what, 26, something like that?
Maybe even younger.
He's a younger guy,
Yeah. So it's a completely different world for sure. But it's, you know, it's an interesting thing because these guys, their entire lives have been, they're competitors.
Right.
This is what they do. They win. They're good at what they do. They have a natural ability. They have these amazing skills that they work on every day.
Yeah.
And then to go in there and be told, you know, we're just going to blow this one, you know? So Dave and I were just talking about, like, would it have been different? Like, do you think that Doug Peterson should have had that conversation with them?
And
like,
said, hey, listen, Jalen Hurts is only going to play three quarters and we're going to get, you know, bring in Nate Sudfeld. Or would that not have made a difference?
No, it would have 100% made a difference. You have to go and tell your coaches. You have to go tell the players, hey, look, we want to see some of the younger guys.
Cannot tell your players to go out there and throw a game.
No,
you can't do it.
You don't tell them to throw the game, but you tell them, hey, I want to give Nate Sudfeld a look in the second half. Not throw him in the fourth quarter when you're only down by three.
I think that call came from above. I don't think.
Well, yeah, it definitely did.
like after the third quarter, you think
right,
the call
like,
came down?
Do
said, listen,
something.
We're way too close to winning.
Yes.
Because the odd thing that no one mentions is, you know, because that game meant a lot to Washington. Mm-hmm. The Steelers-Browns game meant a lot to the Browns, and Roethlisberger didn't play the whole game. But that was laid out 5 days ahead of time.
Right.
Him
right.
and other stars are not going to play. And so no one had a problem with the fact that the Browns won and made the playoffs because the Steelers rested half their team.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, that was kind of laid out ahead of time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, if you wanted a fun off season, you got it.
Fresh squeeze. Age free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.